June 26th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, attacking statues which represent historical fact is no different than attacking the truth. Flagrant disrespect for the Constitution undermines the stability of this nation and the authority upon which it was founded. It is unimaginable that these acts could become political issues. This reveals to the discerning person the state of the conscience of the world. In the past, such political topics would have been disgraceful, even criminal. Furthermore, politicians who proposed such issues for consideration would have been a joke themselves. So you see how far morals have turned away from the truth. You see to what extremes people must turn in order to consider such extremes. These days, that which is accepted as truth is the weapon of choice against Christian logic. What people accept as truth reveals a great deal as to what is in hearts. In the end, those who cannot discern the truth will be fooled by the Antichrist and tricked by his pretense. They will embrace falsehood and will not find the truth. They will not recognize it. A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 9 through 12. The coming of the lawless one by the activity of Satan will be with all power and with pretended signs and wonders, and with all wicked deception for those who are to perish, because they refused to love the truth and so be saved. Therefore God sends upon them a strong delusion to make them believe what is false, so that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.